You're listening to the audio production of Known by God Audio Lectures, A Biblical Theology of the Personal Identity by Brian S. Rosner, published by Zondervan and read by the author. These audio lectures are a unique learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, this production includes high-quality live recordings that cover the important points from each chapter, as well as relevant material from other sources.
Hi, my name's Brian Rosner. I'm the principal of Ridley College in Melbourne, in Australia. These master lectures are based on my book, Known by God, A Biblical Theology of Personal Identity. In this lecture, I'll introduce the topic of personal identity, and I'll also talk a little bit about our cultural context and hopefully start you thinking about your own identity. The rest of the lectures will be a deep dive into what the Bible teaches about personal identity. But for now, I'm hoping to get you engaged with the topic. I want to get you itching so that you feel the need for the scratching in the rest of the lectures. I'm so glad that you're watching these lectures and pray that they'll be a great blessing to you, help you to see yourself as God sees you. These master lectures are an opportunity for us to think together about one of the most important questions in life, one you've been asking since you were born and will be asking on and off for the rest of your whole life. Who are you? To kick things off, I wonder if you can guess what the following people have in common. Oprah Winfrey, Ellen DeGeneres, Beyonce, Michelle Obama, Steph Curry, Donald Trump, and every student body president. Here's the answer. They all think that the best advice you can give is to be true to yourself. To be true to yourself means to act in accordance with who you think you are. Its corollaries are to follow your heart, think for yourself, resist all external pressures, and be willing to stand out from the crowd. It's a movement in our day that's sometimes called expressive individualism. You don't need to look far today to notice that personal identity is a do-it-yourself project. A gym near where I live advertises itself with the slogan, "Be fit, be well, be you." A new apartment complex around the corner offering high-end luxury design carries the byline line, "An unlimited you." People think about themselves constantly, it seems, and with very high expectations. Knowing who you are and being true to yourself have never been more important than in the 21st century West. They're seen as signs of good mental health and well-being and the keys to authentic living and true happiness. The topic of personal identity, then, is of unprecedented interest. The terms personal identity and identity formation were barely in use before 1960. They now appear frequently in a wide range of disciplines and literature. Whereas once the advice to be yourself was rarely heard, now you can hear it everywhere. Being true to yourself and being yourself sound like a good idea. But is this emphasis on personal identity and the self-made self actually working? Is it leading to having a stable and satisfying sense of self? Is it leading to good outcomes for society as a whole? The great irony in our day is this. It's never been more important to know who you are, but it's also never been more difficult. Living our lives in separate compartments of home, work, and leisure can produce superficial relationships and problems for genuine self-knowledge. Multiple careers and marital breakdown can lead to confusion about some of the most basic answers to the question of who you are, namely your occupation and your marital status. Juggling the competing demands of work and family can make us feel that there's no space left in our lives for ourselves. If living longer in retirement gives more time for yourself, the later years of life can also be attended by feeling redundant, and if you live long enough, being deserted by your peers who know you best. In previous times, the question of personal identity was settled for most people in their adolescence, when they recognised...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?